Hello, everybody. Hi, this is Tom with a Ramble Redhead Audio Boo for you. Today is Thursday, the 13th of October, and I'm trying to get to one of my accounts, and today is a cooler, rainy, cloudy, depressing, ugly morning. And so I knew that, see, tonight I'm going to go see this gentleman by the name of Stephen Brickman, I've been talking about him all this time and I don't remember his name. Hi, everybody, this is Ramble Redhead doing an audio boo for you. Today is October 13th. Today is Thursday. It's 9:23 in the morning, and it is a cool, rainy, depressing morning. And I woke up this morning, and I realized I didn't do the dishes last night from the last day, and so I thought, well, I'll get up and do those. And so I was emptying the dishwasher, and of course, as I put a glass up into the counter, of course, it hits just right, and it shatters. So I get glass everywhere, so I'm having to clean that up. And then I go ahead and put everything away, and then I had to get ready and get out the door. Well, then I was going to eat something in the morning, but because I did the dishes and all that stuff, I really didn't get a chance to eat anything. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just pick something up on the way. And then the next thing you know, I'm driving on we have what we call is a US 20 bypass. It goes from South Bend and it goes all the way east and, you know, goes west as well, of course. And I'm going east today. And all of a sudden, because on the bypass, it's known for having cops. Tons and tons of cops galore. So, and what I always do is I always put my cruise control on, and I normally go like 4 or 5 miles over whatever the speed limit. So if it's 65, I'll do like 68, 69, or 70. Well, I had it exactly on the speedometer on 70 this morning, and then all of a sudden I look over and I see the cop in the middle, and I'm like, well, I'm not going that fast. I'm going to be fine. Well, then the next thing you know, the cop turns around, and there's a car behind me, and he's coming up on me really quick, and I'm like, oh, is he going to go after him? Well, then the next thing you know, he doesn't go after him. He goes after me, pulls me over, and he goes, do you realize how fast you were going? And I said, I was going around 70, and I pointed exactly where I had the cruise control. And he goes, well, I clocked you at 75. And I said, well, officer, I'm just telling you right now that I had it exactly on 70. And he goes, okay, I need your license and registration. So I give it to him, and I'm like going, oh, shit, damn it, motherfucking damn it. So I'm cussing like a sailor, and I'm like, God, please let him give me a warning. Please give me a warning. Please give me a warning. Please give me a warning. And then he comes back and he goes, well, you might want to get that checked up because I swear to you, I clocked you going 75. And I said, well, I swear to you, officer, I'm not lying to you. I'm not playing games, because if I was speeding, I'd be the first one to say, I admit it. But I was not going faster than 70 because I had it right on the 70 mark. And I said, I wish there'd be a way that I could show you. And he said, okay, well, I'm just going to give you a warning. So just be careful, and you definitely might want to get that checked because you're definitely going a lot faster than you think you are. And I'm like, okay. So I said, then he kept following me for a while. I mean, he was like right on my butt. And I'm like, okay, this isn't good. So I just, you know, I was way under, you know, 65. And then he got off to get off the exit, probably to go back where he was initially. So anyway, it was just really weird. So my question to all of you is, where in the hell do I get my speedometer checked? And how do I know that it's accurate? And because I don't want to do this again. Okay? So if anybody of you know what I can do, that'd be most appreciative. So this day is not starting off good. So I hope it gets better, because I'm going to go see a show tonight. The guy's name is Steven, and I'm going to mess up his name, but he does the show called Simply Barbara, and he's an entertainer who's been on my show before, and he does a show, Simply Barbara, where he does and dresses up and sounds like Barbara Streisand. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him, because I really enjoyed the interview I did with him way back in 2009, and I can't think of his last name to save my life. Probably because I'm so flustered over getting pulled over. So anyway, that's your lovely story for the day. So I hope your day is going better. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.